Ameritech Property Management. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got two dogs crapping on my lawn. One of them is as big as a house.
Ameritech Property Management.
Okay, so my house smells like something out of a horror movie. It's like something
died. You guys sent me a violation notice in the mail. It says my lawn is unsightly. What the hell is that?
If you guys think that you're going to take my house, you got another thing coming. You're going to put a lien on my house for $20?
That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about condominium living or deed-restricted communities. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ameritech Connection radio talk show on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Do you live in a condo or deed-restricted community? Do you have issues concerning the do's and the don'ts in your community? Have you been getting into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you're hear only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
So, folks, did you know that in 1977, the Kapok Tree Corporation in Clearwater, Florida, donated 38 acres to the city of Clearwater under the stipulation that the Performing Arts Center must be built on the property? Well, 6 years later, folks, and after spending nearly $15 million, of which most of the proceeds came from donations, the finest little theater in Tampa Bay area was born. That's right, folks, Ruth Eckert Hall in beautiful Clearwater, Florida, and since 1983, Ruth Eckert Hall has been providing audiences the finest performances with big-name entertainers and one of the best educational opportunities in performing arts in the industry. The auditorium seats 2,180 guests, and every seat is a great seat. Today, we have a very special individual to talk about our great performing arts center, Ruth Eckert Hall. It's that and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Isn't that right, Sharon?
That's right, Mike. And our guest today is Adam Burr. He is the director of sales with Ruth Eckert Hall, and he's been with them for almost 5 years now. And he comes from a very interesting sports and entertainment industry, working with some great folks at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Love it. They're winners. Ameritech is a corporate sponsor with Ruth Eckert, and we enjoy working with Adam and his entire staff there. So I think today's show is going to be very interesting. Welcome, Adam.
Welcome, Adam.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us. You guys have been partners with Ruth Eckert Hall for many years, and we thank you for that.
Well, it's been
We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been a great relationship, and we'll continue on for many, many more years.
That's right, Mike.
That's right, Sharon.
All right, let's kick off our conversation today just talking about how Ruth Eckert Hall came to be. And can you share with us a bit of the history, the creation of the Performing Arts Center?
Sure, yeah. So as you mentioned, the Kapok Corporation, and that was the Baumgartner family, and they decided they were going to give some land with the intent of a performing arts center built on that land. So, you know, they started breaking ground in 1977, and in 1983, they had their first show.
Wow.
And it was the Suzuki Children of Japan, and it was a and it was a sold-out show, as you can expect.
So, well, the theater is beautiful. There's no doubt about it. I mean,
it really is a beautiful theater, and a lot of towns don't get a theater of this size. And with the artists that come, you usually have to go to a big city to get a theater. It's like that we were lucky to have here in Clearwater.
Yeah, it is. It is very nice.
So, Adam, the city of Clearwater, they donated to the city of Clearwater, and then Clearwater donated to you guys or to, or they created the Ruth Eckert Hall?
Well, the city asked people at Ruth Eckert Hall to manage the building and book all the shows.
Okay.
So we're, and we do the same thing at the Capitol Theater. It's owned by the city, but in 2009, when we did our first renovation at the Capitol Theater, for those that don't know, the Capitol Theater is in downtown Clearwater. It used to be a 400-seat theater, and then in 2013, we renovated it, and now it's a 750-seat theater.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. So that's a great theater as well.
It is a really neat place, and we'll talk about that later on. Mm-hmm. But Ruth Eckert Hall, we manage everything that goes on in that theater with, you know, just the main stage shows, and also we have many weddings there, conventions.
I didn't know that, really. Oh, wow.
We did a renovation of our main banquet hall. It's called the Margaret Hyatt Great Room, which I know, Mike, you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we just did that renovation last summer, and we did the kitchen, have new appliances, new fixtures, new bar, you know.
Well, we've had a few of our Ameritech Christmas parties
there.
We
have.
Oh, good.
Okay. I set them up.
You did.
I enjoyed the last one. We were in a great big ballroom.
Well, that was the Margaret Hyatt room.
That was the Margaret. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Absolutely.
That was a
beautiful
nice
room.
Venue. Yeah.
Right.
Loved
so
it.
We totally redid that. And,
oh, did you?
And it looks beautiful. I mean, that's where our Christmas parties are, too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Our holiday parties in January, because we have a lot of events going on in December. So
how many employees?
We have roughly 75 full-time employees.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Now, the food, do you guys cook the food? Because the food is absolutely outstanding. I mean, I just, you know, at least from our Christmas party. In fact, we do some of the entertainment things. Sharon and I go there. Mm-hmm. And, uh-huh. You know, you buy the dinner tickets.
Yes.
And the food is just outstanding.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yes, we do all the food is catering is in-house, so there's no outside catering at all.
Okay.
So if you're going to have your wedding there, you'll talk to our sales and catering director, Renee, and she'll take care of everything from beginning to end.
But you don't have a center aisle.
We don't have a center aisle.
You'll create one, right?
Well, that's good, though.
I know.
We can fit more people, and you get better seats.
That's true. That's true.
Now, I know the hall has about 2,180 seats, and I know every seat's a great seat in there because obviously I've been there many, many times. But can you tell us about the configuration of the seats and especially the acoustics in the auditorium? I mean, the sound system is just unbelievable on there.
It really is amazing. It's like a recording studio. And so we have a 2,180 seat theater, and it's continental seating, which, you know, it goes. The farther you go up, the wider it gets.
Right.
So, you know, the seats, you might have 15 seats in the front row, and then in the back row it goes to like 95 seats across. And that allows, you know, us to have great acoustics and have good view from every seat. So
right, no, it's a wonderful view. But
so I'll tell you, for example, we have an artist, Joe Bonamassa. He plays two shows at our venue because he likes the acoustics that much. He could easily play another venue and do one show, but instead he has two shows, you know, one on Friday and one on Saturday coming up in May, for example.
Oh, so, that's right. Interesting. Just going back to that no center aisle, it reminded me that the oldest Presbyterian church in America, which is in Southampton, New York, doesn't have a center aisle, just so you know.
Oh, really?
And it's very popular for weddings going down one aisle and coming up the other. So
what happens?
It's a cool thing.
The groom goes down one aisle and the bride goes down another, and you meet in the middle?
Well, the groom is just waiting down there like he's supposed to do. You know, like he's got to get used to that, you know,
right.
Waiting on the woman, right? All right. So, Adam, what is the mission of Ruth Eckert Hall in the community?
Well, the mission is, you know, to change lives through performing arts. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going to watch, you know, a kid's performance, or you're going to watch a concert in the main hall, you know, we want everything that we do is to raise awareness and funds for our educational programs. So we have, you know, several different programs that, you know, the kids, you know, they start at, you know, age, you know, 5 or 6, and then go through high school. I mean, I've been there almost 5 years, and I've seen some of these kids start, you know, in middle school, and now they're graduating high school and going to a college in performing arts. So,
oh, I like that.
Well, it's true because my boys, both of them, went to the summer camp program that you guys have for performing arts, and they did a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blast. It really was, and it was really, really good. And it, you know, and I think it helps develop the younger.
Positive,
right.
Enforcement for the kids as they grow up.
So every year we do one of those plays.
Right.
We did Bye Bye Birdie last year. We've done Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid. And they're really great. They're really great performances. It's hard to believe that these are middle school and high school age kids.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right,
Beauty and the Beast, too. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have, it's called the Grammy Museum Project. And we invite kids from all over the state to come, and they perform together for, you know, for a certain amount of time over the summer, for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, in August, we put together, we have a concert, and they all get together and they perform, you know, cover songs, new original material. And these kids are so talented. It's unbelievable.
Is there any way that we can just go online and look at that? Is that on YouTube
or on your website? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you go to RuthEckardHall.com and go on our educational tab on there, it tells you all about our classes. It tells you all about the Grammy Museum project. If you haven't gone to this show, it's really incredible. It's so great because these kids don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they start performing, they get to know each other. They become friends. And the music that they create is really great.
It's a nice outlet for them.
Well, you guys definitely have the reputation out there of having the most educational opportunities in performing arts, I think, in the industry.
Right. Well, thank you. That's what we strive for.
Yes, yes.
And that Grammy Museum Project, it's a free tuition. So these kids don't have to pay to go to that. So that's what we do, is we try to provide the funding for that so they don't have to pay.
So you're looking for the talent, like as you should, instead of the dollars, you know?
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. So many of our listeners may not have a part of Ruth Eckard Hall's mission in its arts education, and there is a school on site. Please tell us about the arts educational program. I don't know if you just talked about that, but let's talk a little bit about that.
A little bit. So in 1987, we started having performing art classes at Ruth Eckard Hall. And, you know, you can take dance, you can take drama, you can take jazz, musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, learn how to play instruments. We have private lessons. So then in 2003, we created the Marsha P. Hoffman School for the Arts. And that gives, you know, over 35,000 students annually 80,000 hours of instruction at the Marsha P. Hoffman School.
That's super impressive.
Now the Marsha, that theater is right on the property too, right? At Ruth Eckard Hall? It's a smaller theater, I think, if I'm not mistaken. No?
Well, that's the Murray Theater.
That's the Murray Theater.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how is the Murray Theater involved?
Right.
So the Murray Theater is a black box theater. It seats a little less than 200 people. And our students perform there, but we also have instructional classrooms inside, like just outside of the Murray.
Oh, okay.
And the Murray was just recently renovated, and it's a great, really cool place. Has a nice, like, hip, cool lobby with like graffiti art, and
you have all that information on your website as well, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
When we renovated it, we brought in a theater company. So we have Hat Trick Theater, and they perform three plays a year, and they have them, and we sell tickets, and people can come. It's a nice little, really talented group of people that perform to our members and the general public.
Well, it's a cool little theater. I mean, I was in there many, many years ago, and now that you guys have renovated, I'm sure it's probably got great acoustics and everything else
even
in there.
Greater.
I mean, it's just kind of like a little mini Ruth Eckard, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's general admission seating, but we have different configurations. You can set it up like a cabaret. You can set it up with like a table with four chairs like you might see at a comedy. It's got state-of-the-art sounds and light. We just had Ricky Lee Jones play there front of 200, less than 200 people, a little less than 200. And she played the Capitol the year before that seats 700. So.
Well, the Capitol is a great theater as well, especially downtown Clearwater. And
it's just a fun place to be.
Oh,
right?
What you guys have done to that theater is just unbelievable. I mean, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, especially right downtown in famous Clearwater, Florida, you know?
Exactly. That's an old theater from the 20s that's been around since the 20s.
They have the big stage and
Kept that theme too.
Yes.
You know, you've continued that theme, and you just you modernized it with obviously equipment and acoustics and everything else, but it still has a feel when you walk in there like it's an old theater.
That's very true. You have the look and the feel of an old theater with some of the amenities of the new theater.
Yeah, I like that.
It's great.
All right. Ruth Eckert Hall extends beyond the Performing Arts Center, and I understand that you're partners with the city of Clearwater to operate Capitol Theater. So when did that happen?
So that happened in 2009. We took over the operations of the Capitol Theater. And it, like I said, at that point, it was a roughly 400-seat theater, and there was the old Clearwater Sun Building was right next door to it. And then when we renovated it, we expanded to that corner of Osceola. That's now the main lobby with the big, like, mahogany bar. It's really nice. You could kind of see where the windows are when you walk up, where the box office windows used to be back in the earlier days.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Right.
I like that.
Now, I know we talked a little bit about, the renovations that you guys did with regards to the Capitol Theater, but can you elaborate just a little bit on, I mean, did you remove all the seats? Did you gut the whole thing? I mean, it looks gorgeous. I'm not quite sure what you did, but I'm sure our listeners would love to know.
Yeah, with the help of Gallagher, who likes to smash watermelons.
That's right. He was there, too, wasn't he?
He was the last act in March of 2013, and they literally destroyed the theater. You know, there was no rules when that part came. So,
well, what does he do? He smashes everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's a cleanup, though, right? Yeah, right. He gets there with the sludge. He does the watermelon. It splashes everywhere.
I've not seen that.
Oh,
you haven't seen that?
Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first three rows has like a tarp that covers you because
you get
watermelon all over yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you'd put him in the main theater, now, would you?
No.
He says with a smile.
It'd be too much of a mess to clean up.
Exactly.
But his show is great, you know?
Yeah,
he's really a funny guy.
He is funny, yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about the renovation at Ruth Eckert and just kind of go into that a little bit more?
Sure, yeah. So we're doing a $19 million renovation of Ruth Eckert. We've already done, you know, as we said, the Murray Theater. We already redid the Great Room, which is where we have the weddings and the conventions. And so now we're doing a Ruth Eckert Hall, and this is the greatest. So we're opening up the entry and exit. You know how it's two lanes on either side when you try to come?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to expand that. It's going to be three lanes in, three lanes out. So, and also when you come down the hill, as you've probably done many times,
yes, we have.
Instead of going around the back of the building, you're going to be able to turn right into the main parking area.
The main parking area.
That's near where the box office is. And
right. Because you can't turn in there as you're coming in.
Right.
Plus, there's another entrance as you first come in that's a one-way out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be opened up so you can kind of get in that way as well?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Through that way.
It all sounds beautiful once it's done. I can only imagine what it's going to be like during construction.
Now, we got some renderings that you showed us. We can't show, obviously, our listening audience
I'm just thinking about the roadways. How is that going to...
Well, we're doing the roadways now.
Okay.
So that'll be done. And then we don't start the interior until April. So.
Okay. All right. That's good.
And then it's going to be open the whole time.
Okay.
Zev, who is our president and CEO, he made a promise to our artists and our members and our fans that want to come to a show, that we're not going to stop shows from happening.
Oh, that's good. Everybody wants those shows to keep
going. You might have to enter on the east side, Freedom Boat Club Plaza area. You might have to enter through that, which is a fun place.
I was just going to say, I like that. I like that entrance anyway. I like the tables and chairs outside.
Yeah, we have
beautiful.
Different food trucks.
Under the trees, yeah.
And live music.
Yeah, those food trucks.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, you've had a few bands out there and a couple of parties too. I mean, you know,
live music outside.
I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing with the lobby now? I mean, I know the lobby area is beautiful as it is now, but you guys are going to be re-renovating the entire area in the lobby, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to expand the lobby. It's going to be roughly 6,000 feet further out. So, where you would normally be outside in the valet line. You're gonna be able to have inside seating area.
Okay.
We're gonna have a cabaret theater where you know, some of our Marsha P. Hoffman students can perform to our guests. We're going to have video boards so you can watch the show while you're in the lobby if you need to go to the restroom or grab a drink.
Now, that area from getting from, I think, one section to the other, on the opposite side, you got that long hallway area, mm-hmm. and you got a couple of nice bars in there and so forth. Is that going to change at all, or is that where the entertainment's going to be, or...
That's not going to change. That'll just get you from one side, the main entrance, to the other side. But the entertainment's going to be now where that planter is. For those of you that aren't familiar, there's a planter that's in between Portal 1 and Portal 5. That area right there is where the main stage is going to be.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. For the cabaret. Cabaret. So
what about the Circle Club?
The Dress Circle Club?
Yeah, is that going
to... Yeah, that's our favorite place now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
We go there even if you're not open. We go there
until they throw us out.
Yeah, we just go up there and we bring our own bar stool.
Kidding. Bring your own.
And the staff up there is wonderful.
They are so professional and friendly.
They are friendly.
But are you remodeling that? Because, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
You know?
We're definitely remodeling that. And it's two stories. And it's so you're going to be able to get a drink downstairs and upstairs. It's going to be open, so you'll be able to see the lobby area where the performances
were.
Right where the stairs are going up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just going to be an open, like, loft area, mm-hmm. right?
But right now, you know, there's the downstairs lobby area where you check in and then you go upstairs.
Right.
There's going to be a downstairs with couches and chairs and tables where you're going to be able to... mingle in there and then also go upstairs, or kind of how you're familiar with doing now.
So. Right.
Now, I got a question for you. You know, you guys are gracious enough because, as you know, we put out this wonderful preferred vendor book every year. And, you know, this year's book is in 2018 is all about sponsoring and appreciating our first responders. Now, I know you're doing all this remodeling, but, you know, have you decided where you're going to put our vendor books?
Oh, we're putting you on the spot right here now. So our listening audience is going to go looking for them.
And you guys are gracious enough to put it on both sides, so we really appreciate that.
No, we're just kidding anyway. We just, like you said, we appreciate so much that you do that because there's a lot of people that pick them up. And, you know, I've been told that they're not finding our books under the seats or in the garden or anything. They're taking them off the property, and we appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad.
Yeah, so we thank you very much for doing that.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break. We will be right back. Keep listening here live with Ruth Eckert Hall.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. For the field we...
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ruth Eckert Hall and Capitol Theater are your Clearwater destinations for world-class entertainment, presenting a wide variety of concerts, Broadway, dance, and much more. Don't miss these upcoming shows. Downtown Clearwater at Capitol Theater, you've got to see the Holiday Mystery Extravaganza, Sisters Christmas Catechism, on December 23rd. And everybody loves Raymond's Brad Garrett for a night of stand-up comedy on January 10th. At Ruth Eckert Hall, ring in the new year with a salute to Vienna's New Year's Eve concert on December 31st. Also, don't miss the legendary singer Johnny Mathis in concert on January 12th. Tickets for these and other great shows are on sale now. To get your tickets and for more information, please visit RuthEckertHall.com or call the Ruth Eckert Hall ticket office at 727-791-7400.
Do you serve on the board of a condominium association? Or how about a homeowners association? Here's a well-known fact. Page & Company are probably the best accounting firm for community associations. With over 18 years of experience specializing in audits, reviews, compilations, and tax returns, you must get a quote from Page & Company for your association's financial reporting requirements. So give Page & Company Certified Public Accountants a call at 727-726-2785. Get the personal service you deserve.
Don't stress it. Call Innovative Roofing. We handle all projects from minor repairs to re-roofing, as well as new installations. We pride ourselves for both quality and reliability, working hard to build lasting relationships with our clients. Innovative Roofing, building a reputation for being a company who makes a difference. Give us a call today, 813-909-0400. Again, that number is 813-909-0400. Affordable Work Orders Incorporated is based out of Palm Harbor, Florida, and services all the surrounding areas. Affordable Work Orders provides excellent handyman services such as janitorial, maintenance, pressure cleaning, landscape care for common areas in HOAs and condominium communities, and much, much more. With great reviews and friendly service, you can depend on Affordable Work Orders to get the job done right the first time. Our number is 727-709-4895 or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Affordable Work Orders, Inc.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Adam Burr from Ruth Eckert Hall. And we're here talking about one of the finest theaters in the country, Ruth Eckert Hall, here in famous Clearwater, Florida. So, Adam, I got a question for you. I was thinking about it during the break. Let's talk a little bit more about renovation, but I understand you have a great story about the Capitol Theater.
Exactly. So when we were doing the renovation for the Capitol, we started to gut it in 2013. It was March, okay? So then December 2013, Michael McDonald's playing on that day, no matter what. So he's up on stage. He's doing sound check, and we're still putting the seats in the floor.
Oh, wow. No.
We had to get the seats from overseas, and
that's
they were shipped.
That's last-minute stuff, man.
And it took a while.
Yeah, and then we got the seats, and it happened to be the day of the show. So,
oh, my gosh, how stressful.
Just like everything else, we somehow make it happen, and we get it done with a bunch of teamwork and a bunch of people working together.
No, yeah, you guys are a great team.
But did anybody have to stand?
No.
Everybody got to see, right?
Everyone got to see, and it was a
that
big...
That wasn't that standing room only thing then.
No. It was a big deal, and it was, you know, it was touch and go there for a minute, but, you know, that's what happens in the show business, you know? You just...
I know.
You make it work.
Yeah, you do, and you guys do a good job of that. Hey, we've got, Tommy, we've got a caller, right, on the line?
Yep, first caller's Julie.
Julie, hi, Julie. This is the Ameritech Connection, and we've got Adam Burr at Ruth Eckert Hall. You have a question for
me? Hi, Julie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I actually don't have a question. I just wanted to tell you guys that I frequent the Ruth Eckert Hall often with my family, and we all really enjoy, you know, all the shows we've been to, and everybody there is just so nice. And
that's great, and Julie. What was the last show you went to?
It's actually been a little while. We wanted to go to a Christmas one.
Yeah, the Bowser or...
Yeah, like Bowser. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a couple Christmas shows at the end of November. Brian Setzer Orchestra, which was fabulous. And then Dave Koz, which we have every year.
He's great for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic, you know. So,
and he had a good group with him this year, too. He had Peter White. And, yeah. But...
I mean, the guy's... We've seen him. Darn, the guy's unbelievable on sax, I'll tell you.
He is. And how old is he?
Oh, I don't know how old he is.
Yeah, I thought he was...
So Julie, we have Christmas Carol coming up in on the 20th. So next week we have Christmas Carol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, keep listening because we have a commercial that we played and we're going to play it again and it'll give those shows. So keep listening.
Okay. Well, perfect.
All right, Julie. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
All right. We got another call on the line
there.
Yes,
we do.
Yes, you have Kathy next.
Hey, Kathy. Welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You're on the air
Hello.
With Adam Burr from Ruth Eckert Hall. What's your question?
Hi, Adam. Well, first I would like to say that you're practically in my backyard. I live at Mission Hills Condo Association, and we're at 590 McMullen Booth, so you're so convenient.
Oh,
oh wow.
So you bike
you get to you get to hear that music then from the backyard?
The acoustics.
I bet if I sat outside at night, I could.
The acoustics are that good, right?
Yeah, but we love Ruth Eckert Hall. It's so convenient. It's a wonderful theater. I'm originally from Chicago, and it compares to any of the theaters in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's nice of you to say.
I've seen so many shows there. We also have a lot of people that live here that are volunteers at Ruth Eckerd Hall too. So you know they're always talking about all the shows. But some of my favorites, I got to see Whoopi Goldberg when she was there.
Oh, wow.
I've seen Chicago. I've seen the Beach Boys.
Well, the Beach Boys are coming back too, right?
Oh, yeah. I think they're back every year, aren't they, Adam?
It's easy to remember because the Beach Boys are on my birthday this year, February 13th.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes. Thanks.
You know, just in case I forget.
Okay, thanks.
And right around Valentine's, so you get a combined gift, right?
Yeah, I kind of get gypped. I get gypped.
I know, you do.
But it's okay.
All right,
Kathy. I was wondering if you were ever going to, like, is there ever a chance, like, Billy Joel or Elton John may come there?
Well, funny you should say that. We have this concert series that we do, and it's Blast Friday. If you don't know, your volunteer neighbors can tell you all about it.
Yeah, I've heard all about it, yeah.
Okay, so we have a Billy Joel's old band, the Lords of 52nd Street.
That's right.
They're going to play a free show. And at downtown Clearwater, it's in March, so the end of March, the last weekend of March.
So it's going to be playing at the Capitol.
March, okay.
In the streets.
Oh, in the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, and it's free admission. You can buy VIP tickets if you want a reserve seat. Any other? I don't know about Elton John. His lifestyle is he has expensive tickets and still fills arenas. So.
Yes. His lifestyle. Yeah.
He likes to spend money. So.
Anyways.
Well, we really enjoy Ruth Eckerd Hall. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for calling in. All right, Adam, I've noticed that some of your shows are called Ruth Eckerd Hall on the Road. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We're really proud of Ruth Eckerd Hall on the Road. We're not only a concert venue, but we're a concert promoter. So we promote shows, and if we have something at either the Capitol or Ruth Eckerd Hall, we'll go to another venue. Like, we've done shows at Tampa Theater. We promoted the Jimmy Fallon show at Tampa Theater. That was years ago, I think.
Okay.
We do shows at the Palladium, Chris Christopherson.
I haven't heard that name in forever.
You do the shows. You sponsor all the shows for downtown Clearwater, too, right?
Exactly, yeah. Ruth Eckerd Hall on the Road is responsible for the Clearwater Jazz.
Yes.
Okay,
I love
jazz.
Which is a great festival.
Love it.
Any show, not any show, but a lot of the shows at Coachman Park are affiliated with. Like, we just did Sammy Hagar.
That's good that you're talking about this, because I had no idea.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that we do the Rays concert series, summer concert series. So, like, when Trace Atkins or
where is that
Nelly,
now?
That's at Tropicana Field.
Okay.
When the game's over, we roll out the stage and bring people on the field, and we have an hour-long concert when the game's over.
Hour-long. Oh, wow. My gosh. I had no idea.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to our Rays game now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, at the Amalie Arena last year, we did a sold-out Dolly Parton show. So we booked it, and then we had it at the arena. So that was really, really fun.
You know, I've never seen Dolly Parton, but
I hear
she's just a wonderful person.
Yeah, sweet. I mean, think she comes across as very sweet.
Everyone, no
and
one,
beautiful voice.
Yeah, no one can say a bad word about her.
No.
I don't think she says a bad word about anybody.
No.
So, you know.
Right.
And then another Ruth Eckerd Hall on the Road thing that we do is Valspar. Like 3 years ago, we started doing a
post. That's the golf tournament, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The golf tournament.
But
at
now
Innsbruck.
We'll be sure. Sherwin-Williams?
I think Valspar
because they
was
were
purchased
Val,
by
Yeah,
Sherwin.
They were bought out by Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it'll still be the same event. You'll be doing the same
thing.
Yeah,
we're still in concert with that golf championship, and Rory McIlroy is going to be there this year.
Oh, wow.
That's the first time he's been in that tournament. But, you know, we started first year. We did the Band Perry, the country act. And that's on the Saturday after that Saturday turn that round of golf. And then we did Rascal Flatts 1 year.
Oh, they're great.
And then last year we did Toby Keith.
So, I like them too.
You know, no slouches, that's for sure.
No slouches.
No,
so.
I mean, it's just amazing that you're able to get these big names in there. It's just our little area, you know. And
yeah.
They're usually in big cities, you know, but here you guys brought them in. That's great.
Well, it's true. Ruth Eckerd Hall is a great theater. But for Clearwater, I mean, Clearwater's not that big of a city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's beautiful. We've got one of the best beaches.
Everybody's heard of it, but we're small.
We're in the top 10 beaches in the world.
But you guys make us big.
Yes.
And I like that.
You do.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try. I mean, you know, in our area, is 3.5 million people in the Tampa Bay area. So, you know.
Well, you get people, you know, we talk to people when we go to the events, Sharon and I, and, you know, you draw people from Orlando, from Miami to see these shows. I mean, you draw them throughout the state. I mean, even sometimes out of the state. Mm-hmm. You know, they fly in to see some of your shows that you have.
And the thing I notice is that the audience, listening audience, everybody's just so happy to be there. You know, they know it's going to be a good concert, and everybody's just all ready for it and happy. And it's nice. It's a nice feeling. It's
you're
a good
right
place
about,
to be.
You're right about that. That's true.
Yeah, it's a good place to be.
And you got great name entertainment. In fact, I got to tell you a story here. You know, we've seen Paul Anka. I don't know if you guys ever seen Paul Anka.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's great. Yeah, he gets right into the audience, and we're sitting right up there. And Paul Anka comes downstage, and he's moving right closer to us, and he grabs Sharon. And he pulls her up out of the stage, and he starts dancing with
her.
Not
on the stage, in the aisle.
Or in
there.
The aisle,
and
right.
Then the spotlight was on us. I was a little nervous.
So then Paul Anka says, who are you with?
And she's, so we're dancing, and he's singing, right? Mm-hmm. And then he breaks to say, who are you here with?
And
I was so
says,
nervous.
Oh, that guy over there.
No, I didn't even point. I said, no one. Why do you ask? No, I'm kidding.
True story, but Paul Anka.
Just some guy over there.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Why do you want to know?
It doesn't matter.
I forgot his name.
So did you see the Ankenator? Do you know what the Ankenator is?
No, what's the Ankenator?
It's a stage that at some point in the concert, it rises up. It's back, I think, near row P. And he just comes out of the ground, and it's like a stage, and he like starts performing a song out in the middle of the audience.
Haven't seen that, but I've seen him, I don't know how many times, probably a dozen times throughout the years, but he typically comes in the back of the theater.
Right.
You know, he just start walking in, and he'll start singing, and, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just a very
beautiful
exciting
voice.
Show. Yeah, just great voice.
He still has it.
January 26th, coming back.
Yes, okay. we got to go to see him again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope not to be too nervous. He pulls me.
Let's talk a little bit about your memberships. I mean, you guys have got great membership programs, not only for corporate sponsors, but for individuals. So I know that for as little as $100, you become a member. What are the benefits and what types of memberships do you guys offer?
So we offer a wide range of memberships. Like you said, $100 is the entry-level membership, and that gets you priority ticket purchasing ability before it goes on sale to the general public. So at a really hot show like Van Morrison, that is well worth the membership.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. I agree.
But we have different levels of membership. You know, you can, like Dress Circle Lounge, that's a level membership where you have access and the beer, wine, champagne, and snacks, that's included. And the bathroom, which is a huge selling point. So.
Oh, it is. Because, you know, the lines out there sometimes when
how
you got to go.
How did you know, Adam?
Because I've
tried. A big selling point for me.
Yeah. Because I've been in line at the bathroom at a sold-out play. So
yes.
I know what it's like. But so that's one level of membership. And then we have this fantastic membership. It's called Friends of Music. And no other venue in the nation has anything like this. So it's a small membership, it's limited, and you know, as many as 300 to 400 people are members, and we have top-ranked national acts that play to 300 folks.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
it's theme nights. Like, we just had Ringo Starr. We're talking Ringo Starr from the Beatles performing to 300 people, and, you know, it's like a nautical theme, like...
Where are they performing? Do they typically perform either at the Capitol or the Murray, or are they actually in the main hall?
Well, this, for example, Ringo Starr was in the main hall.
Right.
And then we built this riser like halfway up the seating area.
Right.
And we put a bar up there. We put some couches up there.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it was a nice like vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
But then like the first three rows were taken out so people could stand up and dance. And everyone's got their captain's hat on. And,
right.
So there goes the theme, right? So you have a different theme each year.
Ringo Starr takes this guy's captain's hat and puts it on his head. And like he comes out and he's like, this is like playing in my living room.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have acts like Kid Rock we had. We had Maroon 5. Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith.
So what's it cost to be a member? I mean, I think we're going to join Friends of Music. I mean, you know.
There's different levels of membership. Like, say you want to just do that one show. Like, I want to go to that show. And then there's, you know, it ranges, you know, from anywhere from, Styx. I forgot about Styx.
Oh, wow. Styx is great.
And they played at the Capitol. We did Daryl Hall and John Oates at Busch Gardens 1 year. And everything, food and drinks included, it's all paid for. It's just one big party. and it's just a really great time. So,
oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
So if you have, if listeners want and they're interested in doing that, you know, they can call or check our website and get the information there.
Okay. So. Oh, well, I love that. That's a lot of good information for
the
our listening audience.
And the phone number to Ruth Ecker Hall is?
It's 727-791-7400.
You got
and that'll direct you. Just say, I want to talk to membership. I want to talk to group sales, and they get to talk to me. And if they want to like talk about buying the Loge boxes, we have a special program for the Loge boxes. It's like a package deal at the Capitol. So it's like four tickets, and it includes access to that dress circle lounge, and it includes valet parking.
Wow.
So that way,
that's complete package right there.
Yeah, so if you want to go to a show and you want to stand up and dance the whole time, you don't have to worry about blocking someone's view. The box is the way to go. Or if you want to go to the Mavericks and you don't want to stand the whole time because everyone else in the crowd standing the whole time,
right,
then you could just sit down for a little bit in the box and then get up and dance again because you can't not dance to the Mavericks the whole time.
No, you can't. There's no way of getting around that, right. Plus, they're always going to be getting all the advance notices on the shows. They get the emails, and that's with any membership, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Once you get a membership, you'll get pre-sale information, usually the Monday before it goes on sale on that Friday or Saturday. And then depending on what membership level, you can start buying Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Wow.
And it's really great. So then back to the boxes, like if you're like me and don't like to wait in lines, you know, the bar is much smaller.
Me too. I don't like waiting in lines. Yet.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
And no, she's worse. She cuts in line. You know?
That New York thing.
So the bathrooms are right there. The elevator's right there. Right. The bar is right there. And the drinks and snacks are included.
What else do you
need? It's like a big, you know, it's a special occasion type thing for sure. But, you know.
The snacks are good too. I mean, you guys put a really good spread out there.
Yeah, it's not just.
It's not just a couple of cheese crackers and, you know. And that's it. I mean, it's a really nice spread.
We have wings.
You have wings. You got some hot food sometimes out there.
Yeah, short ribs.
Yeah.
And we have meatballs, don't we?
We have meatballs. Yeah. And I love meatballs, so, you know, I'm kind of a meatball kind of guy.
Who doesn't?
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Adam Burritt, Ruth Ecker Hall.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ruth Ecker Hall and Capitol Theater are your Clearwater destinations for world-class entertainment, presenting a wide variety of concerts, Broadway, dance, and much more. Don't miss these upcoming shows. Downtown Clearwater at Capitol Theater, you've got to see the Holiday Mystery Extravaganza Sisters Christmas Catechism on December 23rd. And everybody loves Raymond's Brad Garrett for a night of stand-up comedy on January 10th. At Ruth Ecker Hall, ring in the new year with a salute to Vienna's New Year's Eve concert on December 31st. Also, don't miss the legendary singer Johnny Mathis in concert on January 12th. Tickets for these and other great shows are on sale now. To get your tickets and for more information, please visit RuthEckerdHall.com or call the Ruth Ecker Hall ticket office at 727-791-7400.
Hey, Frank, thanks for inviting us to the pool party.
Hey!
What is that?
Oh, my pool? Yeah, I'm going for a natural Florida wildlife kind of thing.
Frank, no, man, you gotta call Gulfside Pools.
Daddy, watch me!
Jimmy, stop playing on that alligator.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Frank, it's bad. Gulfside does pool cleaning and repairs for commercial or residential. With over 50 years experience, they'll make your pool look, well, like a pool again. Call 813-626-3539. 813-626-3539. Or go to their website, gulfsidepools.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves at providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly three decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation at 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
McDonald Pest Control is more than just another pest control company. We focus on providing outstanding service and quality products at a fair price. We feel you shouldn't pay for services you don't need, and we do not believe in overtreating or using excessive products. We evaluate each location and create an individual program that's designed to treat the needs of your home or business. McDonald Pest Control has the expertise to meet all of your commercial and residential needs, and we can get the job done right the first time. Set up an appointment today. Call us at 727-734-0963, or you can email us at mpcmanage@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Adam Burr from Ruth Eckert Hall. And we're here talking about one of the finest theaters in the country, Ruth Eckert Hall, here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. I love that. All right, Adam, are there any opportunities for volunteers at Ruth Eckert? Love to talk about that and hear about it.
Yes, we love our volunteers at Ruth Eckert Hall. There's always opportunity to be a volunteer. And these are dedicated folks.
I agree.
They endure some inclement weather. They endure some inclement patrons sometimes.
And always with a smile. I don't care. Every time I've been there, they're so friendly and helpful.
They are absolutely the friendliest people I've ever met.
They are friendly. And it's just like we were talking about off break. You know, they're passionate and they like it. They like their job. So, it's fun for them. You know, so we really appreciate them. You know, they come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays and help stuff mailers.
Oh, really?
They don't just get the glory of seeing a show. They get
some of the grunt work.
They do a lot of our.
But they're dedicated, like you said. They're absolutely dedicated.
And there's no monetary payment for that. They get their payment is experience. So
that's right.
Right.
That's right.
How do you become a volunteer if somebody wanted to? Just make a phone call to.
So you can go to our website, RuthEckertHall.com. And go to the Get Involved tab on our website, and there's an application there. And so you can fill out an application, and, you know, they'll contact you and talk it over with you.
Okay. That sounds good. I like that.
You know, we'll go, like, a lot of these shows at Coachman Park in the summertime we had, you know, it's hot out there.
It
you
is.
Know? And, you know, they come out there, and they're dedicated. We had our Miracle Cleveland Street event where it's a Christmas theme and everyone, there's games for kids and there's all kinds of fun stuff to do for adults and kids. We have live music there. We had the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They played second of December, actually. You know, so we have live music there, but all our ushers and volunteers are not all of them, but we have people that volunteer to work that. So
how many volunteers would you say you have?
We have probably a couple hundred.
Oh my gosh, I would have never thought.
We have at least three venues. Like, for example, tomorrow we have a sold out show at Ruth Eckert Hall, and then we have another sold out show at the Capitol Theater in downtown.
Wow.
So we need to have enough volunteers, ushers, to staff both of those shows.
So I guess it would be okay to say thank you to all of the Ruth Eckert Hall volunteers.
Yes, I think, really.
Yes, if you see one at the show, just thank them for everything they do. It's really important, so thank you.
All right,
Tell us about what's coming up, man. I know we've got a lot of good shows coming up, and we get the information on the emails. And so what do we have to look forward to, and what's coming up as far as shows?
Next week starts our Adults at Leisure program. Adults at Leisure is for our seniors fan base, and it's a 13-show series. They're all at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's 6 Sunday shows and the 7 weekday shows between Monday and Thursday. And this is designed to have seniors have something else to do during the day. It's It's very good entertainment. It's inexpensive entertainment. We make sure we keep it inexpensive so, you know, they can afford to come to all the shows. And we're talking two-hour shows, great entertainment. We have the Carpenter's Christmas.
I like that you do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Carpenter's Christmas. It's like Tuesday, for example. And then we have a Bee Gees Staying Alive show in February. We have an Elvis birthday bash in January. And 110 years of Broadway. I don't know if, like, everyone that goes to that show, they call me the next day and they say, I want to go again.
We got to see that, because I've never seen that. I heard it was really, really good.
Yeah.
But we've never seen it.
No, we haven't.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And there's two shows. So if you don't want to go to the 1 o'clock, you can go to the 7 o'clock.
Right.
So that's a great series that we have. It's for the seniors. They love it. And we also have a Broadway series. We have Jersey Boys. It's the first time it's been in Pinellas County. And that's a big deal if you don't want to drive across the bridge.
Well, we've seen it in Las Vegas. And if you guys are
that's in New York too.
Yeah, but you know, it's a great show.
Yeah.
All about Frankie Valli. I mean, you know, it's really cool.
Oh,
so,
I like that.
Yeah, we got to see that.
That's 3 shows, 2 days. So we have 2 shows on a Saturday and 1 show on the Friday before that. We have 2 shows for Cinderella, which is a great for the whole family can go to Cinderella. And back by popular demand, we have Kinky Boots. We had 8 shows last year, and then we have 1 show.
That's
going to
be a very popular show, because I know I've seen that year after year, so it's well attended too.
Yeah, it's so great. And all of these shows we have pre-show dining for, so if you don't have to worry about getting out of the car twice, just come to Ruth Eckert Hall Park and come and eat, and then go to the show right there on the property.
Okay.
Wow, pretty cool.
All right, so I want to give you another opportunity to tell our listeners, how do you get tickets and where do you get more information?
Okay, so you can buy tickets online at RuthEckertHall.com. You can order them over the phone at 727-791-7400. That's 791-7400.
That's right.
And then you can also come to the box office. We're open from 10 to 6 during the week. And on Saturday, if we have a show, we're also open until the headliner starts. So it's real easy to buy tickets. There's no ticket fees at the box office if you come in person.
Oh, pretty cool. We want to thank you guys for joining us.
Yes,
really.
We've just really enjoyed that. All right, folks, we're
going
to take a quick commercial break. But before we do, we'd like to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a safe and healthy New Year. Keep listening. We're going to be right back with that and much more on the Ameritech Connection.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on Tan Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.